So even though did a lot of young guys that you know that you knew go off to the war?
Well, my there was a couple from out there.
So even though they went, it still it did it have a big impact on your life then?
Oh yes, we you know, worried about them and all. Actually, one of them turned out to be my husband's brother.
Oh.
But he came back safe. But he did have to go to Germany, and he was on the infantry, and he was on the front lines. But he was lucky enough to return home. Then there was another one or two out on the mountain there that he had to go to, and they all came back. But it was good to know when the war was over.
What did y'all think about the Germans? Did you think that they were just bloodthirsty, terrible people? Did y'all read about the Nazis any?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we just knew that they were... Oh, well, they had to fight just like we did. And, of course, I think it was when the war ended. Didn't it end in Berlin? Is that where,
I think so.
I believe so. I have to get my history book down to look, to read.
So even though we were over there fighting, you didn't think that, did you think that they were terrible people or anything?
Oh, I imagine I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I knew that they had to fight just like we did. Well, it was the leaders that...
Yeah,
that I didn't like.
When did you meet Hubert Botiford?
Well, actually, we grew up together. It wasn't until I was 19 years old that I really noticed him and really started liking him.
Was he the school bus driver, in case you said he was the school bus?
Oh, he drove a school bus and went to school too. I believe that he drove the school bus and when he was going in high school, went to high school and
yeah, don't have to be perfect.
I was 21.
Was that considered about the average
about
age?
The average age.
And what kind of things did you and Hubert do together?
Well, we went to movies. Mainly on Saturday night, and by that time he was able to borrow his dad's truck. He didn't have one of his own, but he borrowed his dad's truck on Saturdays, and he'd go to Adiana to movies, usually a Western, because he liked Western, but that's mainly what was on Saturday. And then during the week, or maybe on Friday night, or sometime on Saturday night, well, they would be, someone give a party. There was a couple, married couple, that worked with the youth, was really interested in the youth, and they would invite them there to their home, and they would give us a party or ice cream supper or something, you know. We'd do that a lot on the weekends. Actually, we just went out on weekends.
What did he do? What job did he have during the week? What kind of job did he do?
Oh, he farmed too.
Oh, why did he stop
his
farming?
His dad did, and of course he had to. You know, he was home, and they were in the balsam berry business,
mm-hmm.
And he hauled the berries after they were picked to the market.
Oh.
And during a certain period of the year, in the springtime, and then in the fall, they rooted the berries, rooted the plants, and they got the plants up in the wintertime, and they sold plants. They were in that type of farming. Berries, balls and berries were real big and back then, and strawberries. And
yeah, Sharon told me about picking strawberries.
They would pick them in, by the cup, you know, and then those cups would be placed into crates. I believe there was 24 to the crate, and then they would, you know, fasten those up and put them in the truck, and when they got a truckload, well, Hubert was the one that carried them to the place where they carried them, you know, sold them. And of course, he had to do some, in the summertime, he had to do some plowing and whatever had to be done to them, you know. And they were in the chicken business, too. Big-time chicken business, because they had huge chicken houses, and they sold eggs, and of course he hauled the eggs too, and that was one of the big businesses they were in.
Did you have to deal with the chickens at all, or anything like that?
After we married?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't ever go in the chicken house. Do anything. The only thing I did was have to cook them when we clean them and cook them when we brought them half chicken to eat.
So you actually had to pluck them by hand and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yuck.
What was that like?
Well, I didn't do it, but I have, you know, cut the chicken up to fry, to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But the little young ones, you know, they had some they called broilers, and those were the ones that they would you know, race for fryers, they called them, you know, to sell to, I guess, to the stores.
Yeah.
But mainly they just specialized in the hens and the eggs, you know, keeping the chickens watered and fed and cool in the summertime, and the chicken house is clean. He stayed busy.
So why did he stop doing that?
Well, when we got married, and he we moved to Birmingham, that's when he stopped. Of course, we worked there a year after we were married. We found out right quick that we weren't farmers, because everything that we tried to do went wrong. Like in the farming, the cotton, the boll weevils got all in the cotton, the blight, the tomatoes, and you just had to have money to farm, and we didn't have it, so he just got him a job, went to work in the steel mill.
So what year was that? That y'all went to Birmingham?
In 1950, about 1952.
What about the time Sharon was born?
She was already born. She was a baby. She was born in 1950. And she was a baby when we met.
What kind of house did y'all live in while y'all still were on the farm? Did y'all live in the same kind of house that you grew up in?
Well, we lived in... the first year we lived with his parents, the second year with my mother and my brother, and part of the time, and then we moved out into an old farmhouse until we moved from there.
Did it have electricity and everything?
Oh yes, then it did.
Running
at
water?
At that time
and all
we
that?
Did. Up there we didn't have running water. No, we didn't have running water.
Ever?
Never. Until we moved to Birmingham, but they didn't get. In fact, they don't have it to this day.
Oh wow!
On parts of the mountain.
Y'all never had central heat ever.
Mm-mm.
always had a fireplace.
Yeah. Now, some families had the butane gas, but, or they do now, and they did, I guess then, but mainly everybody had fireplaces.
Did you always cook over a wood stove?
Mm-hmm. We had a wood stove. Some people had oil stoves.
What's different from cooking over a stove that's like electric and cooking over a wood stove? Do you have to do anything different?
Oh, yes. You'd have to make sure that you had stove wood. And my dad, now this was back when I was a teenager, before I was married. In the wintertime, while he cut wood and stacked it up, let it dry and anything, a little stove wood that would just fit inside the stove. Mm-hmm. And you'd always have to make your fire, get your fire started, get your stove hot, get your oven hot before you put your bread or cakes or whatever you were baking, sweet potatoes, whatever. And you had to wait. Whereas an electric stove, it's just instant, almost, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to wait on the wood stove to get hot.
Things burn easier?
No. No, they didn't burn as easy on wood stove.
Oh. So even though you had a big fire under there, under your eyes, it still wouldn't burn as fast?
Well, it had four eyes, and the first two eyes were hotter, right under the fire,
mm-hmm.
or right over the fire, than the other two. So if it started getting too hot, you could pull your skillets back onto the other eyes on the side.
Did you do canning on a stove like that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have big rows and rows of stuff canned?
We canned. We were fortunate enough to have a pressure cooker, big canner, that we could can 7 quarts at a time.
Oh, wow.
And we did that over the wood stove. Canned everything that we could, everything we had on us.
Did y'all can all the vegetables?
Mm-hmm. All except the peas, and my dad would leave them in the field dry and we'd pick them dry.
What can you do with them dry? Did they like rehydrate? Could you just put them in water? And
yeah, we would. He would thrash them. You don't know what that means, mm-hmm. I know, but they would put them in big sacks and beat them and then beat the peas out of the hulls, and then they would pour them into tubs back and forth until they got all the hulls and everything out, and then put all the dry peas into bags and store them in in the cabinets or somewhere where they have the dry peas in the wintertime, and then before they cooked them, they would have to soak them in water overnight to let them swell up and then they'd cook them. Or sometimes just put them on the stove like that and take for hours to cook, though.
Yeah.
But that's where they did the dry peas and some beans, I guess.
Did they do any slaughtering?
Yes, we had, always kill 2 hogs every year, pork. My dad always did that. We never had a beef. We never killed a beef. I can't remember having a beef, but he raised hogs, and he would kill 2 every year.
Mm-hmm.
He had what you call a smokehouse. It was a little house out away from my main house. And he would smoke, build a fire in there,
mm-hmm.
and hang his meat up over it, the big hams, and smoke it. It was real good, smoked bacon. Of course, he ground the sausage, and we canned those. And he had a salt box that he salted down a lot of the meat, white meat.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all eat everything? Did y'all use everything on the pig?
Well, most everything. We had, of course, you had to eat the liver right quick, you No, because we had no refrigerators at that time. Canned the sausage, smoked the rest, and salted down the white meat. And the ribs they would can.
How do you can a pig? How do you can pork?
Well, the ribs, you would just cut the ribs, you know, cut one or two ribs together, mm-hmm. pack them in the jars, and I believe that would be all you do because it had a lot of some fat on it.
Yeah.
And then you would put your lids on them and your rings and seal them and put them in the pressure cooker. And I put you some little water in the bottom of your cooker and then you can them, you know. The pressure come up so many minutes.